This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Cool African Gurus welcomes you to shake your body to all the latest in throwback African tunes with a bit of Ziwi Sister and DJ Vic Banta in the mix.
Every Friday night on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Your voice, your choice.
Big thank you to the Ethnic Community Development Funds for supporting this show.
But you got it all. This is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa.
Ako, kiyona. Ya, ulebuha. Oh, Urabella, now.
I can't even say that. That was an awesome song, man. Oh, good. I love it.
Feeling a bit sentimental there. Yeah. It was, Tati means father.
Yes, so our father.
Maybe I just thought of my father. They don't know why.
Wow, that is so, so cool. Yes, Cool African Groovers, you are on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And it's me, Zoe Sister, here. And guess what?
As DJ Dr. Head, Vic.
He's back in the
house. She's allowed me back into the studio.
Yes, and that was a really lovely song to start off the show. Yeah. And tonight, it's Dr. DJ Vic's choice. And that song, for those of you who speak Soto, you know, Southern Soto, that is dedicated to you guys. You know what Tate means. Tate is father.
Tate is father, and it can be father, uncle, whatever. So, but
elder, eh?
Yeah, that was from one old dude, Tsepo Chola. Unfortunately, he's late now. He died during COVID.
Oh.
But I mean, that was a very powerful song, and I'm sure people who are hearing that, even if you don't understand it, it just gets to you straight away. So I thought, start the show with that. What was that?
But getting us right into the, the lyric. No, it's just Zoe's sister being naughty as usual. But it was a very beautiful, sentimental song. Yes. And Cool African Groovers, we guess. Yeah. We get into another song, eh?
Yeah, I thought that today, remember a few weeks back, Zibi's sister said, oh, I'd like to, what kind of music is it? Oh, that's some Afro jazz and stuff. So we're just going to get not solely Afro jazz, but just some stuff that you probably haven't heard in a while. And for some of you, you know, like some of you people saying, oh, Afrobeats. But, you know, there was music before Afrobeats.
Yeah. So what was there? There was what?
Oh, it was Afro jazz. I mean, do you remember a group called, do you remember Jabu Kanyili?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him? And Bayeti.
Yeah. Bayeti, yeah.
Well, listen to this. This will jog some memories, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cheeky cheeky.
I'm a shaggy shaggy.
Shaggy shaggy. Followed by
Indoda yaphandle.
Malaika.
Indoda yaphandle.
Enjoy.
What you talk to? Just go for some magic. Just be a girl in the land. What you talk to? Just go for some magic. What you talk to, just to put some much ahead, just to get in the land. What you talk to, just to put some much ahead, just to get in the land.
Give out to your commissar, into my income. Give out to your shell, into your shell. Nigga, open up my cookies. No my body is quackalo.
What you talk to, just to put some magic, just to make it in the
samajege usibekele nila
kando nte ba rikanga hanya ni mkhono ti ba kadile ba tsabola na kando fire lua ena tsa no kotela ba koti ba bamba ko ke mo koko ni le kotela ngo le ba kabula ba ke kile di kaka tsa bona te kagang le ba khaga ba ke kile di ena kwa bi kwa bana na masen kwai ha se ke tla fitla ke tlo nya di kete lo ke tla di jwale ke re ka ka ke re ke ke ga ka ne ho le khamo ka ba ne na le khamo di la ka khobo tsha
My way, Nanaki going.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Yeah, remember we're on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and you're tuned into
Cool African Groove. Your yes. voice?
Dr. DJ Vic's choice tonight.
Yeah. Mm.
So.
Yeah, I was, it's good to be back. So, what have you been doing when we're away?
Oh, me. I like that. Yes. What was I doing when he was away? Oh, a lot. Really? Yeah. Solo celebrations.
Well, at least you looked after Cool African Groovers, because last week you did a show by yourself. It was okay. It was good.
Yes. And coming from you?
What, is that a big compliment?
I did a good job.
Yes, you
did. I did a good job, eh?
Yes, you did.
That's good. Mm. That's good to hear. Yes, Dr. DJ Vix was really missed, and he's back. Tell us, how are you finding the heat at the moment? Do you think this is too much?
Yeah, it's too much.
It is?
Yes, man.
And then you say this is too much.
You know, not a lot. Not everybody can stand the heat. Maybe you just want I've changed my nah. I prefer the heat. I don't like the cold. I don't think anybody likes the old chando. Don't like cold.
You get that's the funny thing. You know, like when you're just moving from very, very high temperatures and then you come here, 20 degrees, 22 degrees is quite low. And then so Dr. DJ Vic's been in very, very high temperatures. So you get here, and you know what the difference is right now? I know I usually have hot flashes and stuff.
No.
Guess what? He's been tucking right in his duvet.
Nah.
That shows your cold, man. Eh?
No. You know what? Some places, if there's lots of humidity, that 20 degrees feels like 30.
Mm.
You sweat a lot.
Yeah.
And, anyway, do men don't get hot flashes?
Who says?
No, they don't get hot flashes.
We got to Google this, guys. Ladies out there, please Google. Tell me, do men get hot flashes?
Why?
But usually we don't. Now, these days we don't say I'm having hot flashes.
Tell me, why is it
You're
called?
Having a moment.
Why is it called menopause anyway? If it's only for women, why can't it just be called womenopause?
Menopause.
No, womenopause.
There's always been a joke about, you know, like with all this menopause. And what's the other one? Mentor, whatever, stuff like. They're all issues started by men. That's what we always joke about, eh?
Yeah.
But anyway. men do get menopause. Yes, they do have a moment. I think, because I was reading somewhere about how, you know, with us we get hot flashes, mood swings, and stuff like that. Men do have those kind of things as well.
No.
You do have mood swings.
No. You know what we have?
Yeah.
Midlife crisis. That's when I go and buy my Lamborghini.
No, but
buy a motorbike.
But my question is, why with a man's midlife crisis, he has to go for something expensive?
Why not?
Why?
He's never afforded it before. Like if you only kids have left home, you got no more mortgage. You just got money coming in. You just go and buy yourself a Harley Davidson or a Lamborghini.
Wow! So we are waiting for a Lamborghini. My Lamborghini will be coming
Your Lamborghini, it'll be mine.
Jump into your.
No, it'll be mine.
But I'm allowed to latch on you, isn't it? Because
Oh, it's too low for you anyway. You won't be able to get in. It's too low.
No, you can always get extra seats and stuff like that.
No,
like
what you've
done with the other car.
Not in a Lamborghini. Lamborghini is way low.
So that's when you put a small house there.
No, not small house.
Yes, Cool African Groovers. Remember, Zoe's sister and Dr. DJ Vic. Nothing serious. We all about just having fun and having a laugh. And remember, it's Friday night. So, let's get into music before he gets too much into trouble about getting a Lamborghini and not allowing somebody like me. He says it's too low. Now everybody thinks, why is it too low for Zoe's sister? Well, you'll find out in the next 5 minutes. The song now, Dr. DJ?
I think you can pronounce it better than me. But it's a young gentleman called Theo Ngosinkwe. Is that right? Ngosinkwe?
Gosinewe.
What?
You
completely didn't pronounce that. Ah, I know, that's right. My salad. It's not it.
My salad. I don't think of Bwana or salad.
What's that?
Here it's a South African name and you don't know how to pronounce it. Salad, it's just not knowing how to pronounce it.
Anyway.
Yes. So, what's the song? Ndihambela Phezulu.
Yep.
By Theo Ngosinekiwe.
Yeah.
And followed by Liyaduma Izulu.
By who?
Malaika.
Malaika.
Yes. And remember last week I told you, Cool African Groovers, I said Dr. DJ Fick is either Mafikizolo or Malaika. So, enjoy.
Remember you're on 104.4. FM.
Wow.
I think that was something.
Hey.
That was a good one. And saying that, I think I've woken up a monster.
Anyway, I'll just announce you've just been listening to the two songs, Lia Duma Izulu and Nhambela Pambili.
Yeah.
Nhambela Pezulu. Yes. And well, like what Dr. DJ Vic said before we went off, there was a debate where I said, do men get hot flashes? And he said, no, men don't get hot flashes. They get what's called midlife crisis. And as said earlier on, you know, on a Kolo African Groove, we just talk about anything, we have fun. It's nothing personal, right? So we are laughing. So Dr. DJ Vic said to me, he's going to get himself a Lamborghini. And that's to him, that's midlife crisis, yeah.
Yeah, no. And then somebody comes up with what?
And then I love one thing about being on Cool African Groove. So what do I do? I throw the question out in the air and I say, no, look, guys, what do you think? Do men get hot flashes? And why is it we say for men they're having a midlife crisis and for women we have a menopause?
And apparently.
And do men have menopause?
And apparently we only get hot flashes when...
The reason why you get a midlife crisis.
We
have to say it properly.
Okay, then.
Yeah, say it properly.
Apparently, we get hot flashes when. Oh, it's even embarrassing to say that.
Is it?
You say it.
No, they say it's because you're getting old, and the reason why we get a crisis is because you're no longer able to pick a hot chick. So you go and get a car.
So apparently us old dudes, if we see a hot chick, we get a hot flash.
Get a hot flash is when they see one. Well. Yeah, when you see one.
Yeah, it's better just go and buy a Lamborghini. It'll give you too many problems.
Yeah, no, but the best way to attract one is by having a nice car, isn't it?
No, I attracted you.
Yeah, you attracted me by walking. Hey, duh. And then now we are all getting into the midlife crisis. I'm hot flashing and it's getting into midlife crisis. He's buying a Lamborghini. And then he says, I can't get on the Lamborghini because it's too low for me. Hey, so who are we getting the Lamborghini for?
For me.
Well, is that fair, Cool African Groovers? Nah. No way.
Well, the Lamborghini will just have to be a dream.
Yes,
definitely. You can
get a Jeep.
You can only dream. Yeah, I'm going to get a Jeep.
No, unless if they start making Lamborghinis which are higher.
No, that defeats the whole object of a Lamborghini. Lamborghini is supposed to be low and sleek. It's not a car that you can take to the bush or take off-road. In fact, I think if I had a Lamborghini, I wouldn't even drive it. I'll just park, start it, just park it, just look at it and put it back in the garage.
Then what's the point of buying it?
No, just because I've got it. Because I've got the car.
Yeah, I think I've seen people who have actually done that, where they go and they spend quite a lot of money and then buy a really good car, beautiful car. And then they don't drive it at all. They keep it in the seat. They're keeping it as an investment, and I don't know how that works, but we'll find out. Dr. Vic might have an answer for me.
No, they don't. It's not. It's only some people.
Yeah,
do that
we'll get to that. You'll give me the answer.
Yes, yeah. Let's have music. So let's have some hip hop panthula, and this is HHP. You remember him, Jabba?
Yeah.
And it's old. It's an old song, a remake of the song by The Whispers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's more Malaika. I'm going to give you an overload of Malaika today.
Yes, Romana. Yeah.
And then maybe you can we can get another answer about what our midlife crisis go. Oh, sorry, it's not Whispers, it's Tavares.
Oh, it's crazy up in Cloud City Life, baby. You know this. Come on, 1, 2, 3, everybody. Another nice
body wants a body, jam a mini on geta. Galatiana has a sun canal, upon a geta and a geta madama. Gilly, 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 get a billy, get a billy with a all star. Looking on it, that's big, looking like DJ Boo. Banana body, we love you too. We're from the hood, we just like you. Yo, Kali.
Oh,
Wow, I love that song. It reminds me of my grandmother. She used to love that song so much.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful song. Beautiful.
Romana.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And the initial song which you played was Jamba Hey.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yes, yeah. So is this still Afro jazz? Like, I'm just asking. You know me, hey.
I didn't say it was all going to be Afro jazz, but there'll be one or two split in, and one or two old stuff like here. This is old stuff. This.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure, you know.
Yeah. Sepochola, Jabukanile. These are all Afro jazz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a mixture tonight.
It's Afro mixture. Jazz. It's a mixture. It's an old man who's in menopause. Mixture. It's not to do with the youngsters. They won't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's
this is an old school menopause show.
Because
apparently us guys we have menopause as well, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought this the menopause was just gonna buy one. Was gonna buy a new bike and
we get into it together and he's yes. So that was cool. Anyway, we will buy it. What do you want again?
A spider.
Actually, you know what? Mm. I did see one parked one day when I was just walking on the street. I think it's really cool, the three-wheeler one.
Well, spiders. Cool.
I think I would like that.
It's actually not even.
It's like going in a car.
It's not classified as a motorbike, so you don't even need a license for it.
Mm.
Well, you need your license, your car license.
Yeah,
but it's not classified as a.
It's a motorbike.
It's a motorbike, and it's kind of cool. I think it's cool.
Have you ever been on a motorbike?
Yeah.
Ah.
Falling off a motorbike many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know in this relationship, I've never asked him if he's been on a motorbike.
I've been on a motorbike.
I've got scars to tell.
I was a motorbike before you.
I've got scars to show for it, you know. Yes, and the other thing I liked was, you know, like race cars, eh? And for those who come from Zimbabwe, if you remember in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, I don't know about now, there was this place called Donnybrook here. I used to go there, and then I would sit for hours and, you know, like listen to those engines, you know, like when they're revving those car engines like that. Oh, I loved it. And I remember I got a Walkman, was it? To record. What was it called again?
A Walkman?
No, what do you call them?
Oh, a tape recorder.
Tape recorder. Yes. Yeah, and I would record all those sounds, you know, like just from the revving. I loved that. Yes, so that was back in the day. So you see, guys,
this girl was a cheap date because all you had to do was take it to Donnybrook and make her listen to the music to the cars revving in. That's it. Not expensive at all.
Dr. DJ, he's live on here. You see, you called me a cheap.
No. I said a date that you won't spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay.
You just take it to Donnybrook.
Yeah.
Buy a few drinks and just go and listen to the cars.
Not even drink. Yeah, because I never drink fizzy drinks anyway. So what I would do? And then what do you call it? A cascade.
That's like orange drink.
An orange drink. Yeah, and sit there and just listen to those engine waves. Yeah, I loved it.
I'm sure you would have rather been listening to music like what we're going to listen to now. Another one by Tepotola.
Yes.
And remember, we are on 104.4 FM, Access Radio.
Taranaki. Your voice, Dr. Zize. DJ, I was just about Dr. Zize.
Dr. Zize.
Dr. DJ's Vic's choice.
Yeah, there he comes, yes. Mr. Tepochole.
So, what's the song again?
Mr. Tepochole.
Uh huh.
Madame Bamam. I can't pronounce it. You can pronounce it.
Madame Badam.
Madame Badam.
Followed by Umtla Upela Mandla.
Favorite. Another favorite.
Malaika.
Certainly time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it's all shame. No, but the Happy Shame, anyway, Cool African Grooves, it was really nice having you listen in tonight. And, well, yes, nothing personal. We were just having a good time as usual. So, guys, have a good and enjoyable weekend. And tune in again next Friday. Yep.
Yes.
So, your we'll student.
See you. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah. Oh, you guys, listen, you can listen to us next week. Listening both ways.
Yeah, and remember, if you want to join us one night, please text on 02795-23160 or send in requests. We are here. Same number. So, well, Cool African Grooves, you have a groovy weekend. Bye, ya.
Bye, y'all. See you later, alligator.
This time for Africa.
Thank you all for tuning in to Cool African Groove. And you can catch up with all the shows on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Access Media, NZ, and Apple Podcasts.
A big thank you to the Ethnic Communities Development Fund for supporting the show.
This time for Africa. This time for Africa. We're all Africa. We're all Africa.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.